And Pesamid Aleph, yes.
And Pesamid. It's 49A1 for your information.
49A1?
A1,
not A2? No. Absolutely not.
Pushing a lot of words into one.
Okay, so we have like this. Yeah, the Gemara, the sugya before is already we done, but the other Shmuel that I made, and Shmuel goes with Shitasai. So now we have another member of Shmuel that we have to learn. The Amar Shmuel, Chotzer. Should we begin? It's relevant to the sugya before, but we again say Shmuel said again. The Amar Shmuel, Chotzer shebein shnei mevayos. You have a Chotzer that's situated between two mevayos, two alleys. So the chotzer means is open. This chotzer has a bunch of diurn, a bunch of people who live there, and this chotzer is open to two separate mevayos. It's open on one side to one mevay and the other side to the other mevay. So technically, in svara, it should be that this chotzer is considered that it has drisus regel. People leave this chotzer to either side, to this mevay and that mevay. And theoretically, on Shabbos, if all the chatzeris in one of the mevayos, let's say, would make a shituf and mevayos together, they would have to include this chatzah, because this chatzah is also open to this mevay. And similarly, the other mevay, which the chatzah is open to, in order to make a shituf and mevayos to allow everybody to carry out into the mevay, we'd also need a shituf and mevayos to include this chatzah. So Rav Shmuel said, Irvayim Shneim, if this chotzer, the people in this chotzer were ma'ariv, which means they made really, again, this erev means a shituf and mevayos. They made a shituf and shneim of both of these mevayos, but a separate shituf and mevayos of both of the mevayos. They could theoretically make a shituf and mevayos of all the mevayos together, of both mevayos together with this chotzer, and it would be fine. That would all become like one big reshus. But that's not what happened there. This chotzer made a shituf, one shituf with one of the mevayos, and another shittus with the other mevayis. So then Shmuel said, "Iseres al shneim, asura asurim shneim." So this it's also with both of them, and this is, in other words, so it's also with both of them because since this didn't make one big shittus, it did a separate one on one side and a separate one on the other side. So one asks the other one. In other words, this is. I think Rashi explains it over there. Asura im shneim doesn't explain asura im shneim. Rashi asura im shneim afilu Reb Shimon. In other words, even according to Reb Shimon, because we paskin divrei amekel, so we paskin Reb Shimon in the sugi before the kula. So still asura im shneim, and that's Rashi says Shmuel shitasei, because Shmuel before said that even according to Reb Shimon. It's also Asur. That's the, I'm not going to go over here, but that's the Gemara before, the way Rashi, according to Rashi's second shot, Avzu Dive Reb Shimon, which means this halacha that Chachamim say, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, even Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon holds that since he's Meshutif with this one and he's Meshutif with the other one, so therefore each one asks the other one, because the fact that he's Meshutif with this one asks with the other one, the fact that he's Meshutif with the other one asks with this one. So therefore Asurim Shneim. It's also to both of them. Now,
how
do
we know where the
Shkina
Mevayos is?
Is it the middle one? Or if it's...
Oh, we have the middle one.
No, there's no... Yeah. So, Asurim Shneim. That's the first part. That we did already last time. Lo Yirvayim Shneim. If no Shituf was made Bechlau, so now you have a Chatzur in the middle who is open to each of these Mevayos, and it wasn't Meshatif with any one of them, so even though each one of the Mevayos made a Shituf among themselves, but since each one of them didn't include this chatzah, which is also open to mevayis, it asks both of them. And this is a chiddush. There is, it might be a mandiyama holds not like this. But I'll put the mandiyama and an amir in the gemara later holds not like this. But the Shmuel holds that the havamina might have been, it's a chiddush. The havamina might have been, since this, the people in this chatzah can use either of the mevayis equally, so maybe that's not enough of a use to make the mavay yasser and require a shittuf with that mavay. So he says not like that, since even though they use two mavayas, but each one uses both of them, so this chotzer has the kayach to make both of these mavayas yasser. Iseres al shneim. Hoysa ba'echad regila, we did mean this last time here. Hoysa ba'echad regila, ba'echad ein regila. What if the people in this chotzer were rogil, their normal use, their stomach, because their more convenient use, was only one of the mavayas? So then, zesher regila by asur, zesher ain't regila by mutter. So therefore, don't, even though it does, they do, the people in this chatzah do sometimes use one of the mavui that they're not, they don't normally use. Sometimes they use it and it's open to them. But apple decaying, the one, the only the one that's regila, the one that they usually use, is the one that they asur. That's what you didn't make. No one made it. In other words, you have a chatzah. This is talking about again. You have a chatzah between two mavois, open to both of them. No shituf was made with this chatzah. Each one of the mavois made their own shituf, but no shituf was made with this chatzah. So this chatzah only asks the one that's a givah, because that's the one that it's considered the shutuf in. It's considered it needs to be ma'ariv with. It's not true. It could use both of them. It has a right to use both of them. But we say that the chatzah that's open to two, then the one that we consider it considers part of that mavui is the one that it normally uses. It has a right. So a mavui is not private property. Drisa regel won't ask the other one because this is not regular, even though it sometimes uses it. But a drisa regel sheina regel won't ask it. It has to be the place where it's regel where it'll ask it. Omar Rabbe. And what? And it doesn't use the mavi at all. It uses it normally. Well, that depends where the mavi is. Yeah, I think it's the same halacha. If it has a different way to get out, then that's the rugelbik way. Then it's even if it's not open to, for that matter, I guess it doesn't have to be open to another mavi b'chlal. It doesn't have to be to a mavi or to rishis rabim. If the normal way it goes to someplace else, then the tash b'shein or rugel or disrael b'shein or rugel doesn't answer.
Is this the only chutz that has access to this mavi that's not rugel? Are we assuming that, or?
No, of course not. The mavi, you're always assuming the mavi has other chatzeres. The other chatzeres are open only to the other mavi, so they're ragel. But this chatz is open to two mavi, so very often there's one that the people normally use and one that the people don't normally use.
So the one that they're not ragel, the one that they're not ragel on, the one that the other chatzeres are ragel on, doesn't answer for that one. That's not ragel, it's not answer for.
Nachamal, the people in this chatzer, since they don't usually use this mavui, are not considered as kibul. They have no shaykhus to this mavui. So it will be closed off, as if they don't have an opening to this mavui. The other people that are open to the mavui, this mavui only have a shaykhus to the mavui, so they need a shituf. But the people in this chatzah don't have mishtatus in the shituf of mavuis. That the people in that the other people in the one that it is ain't a ruggle in make.
But there's no requirement to close it off.
Not to close it off, as long as they don't, it's not their normal use, is not here, it doesn't require a shita for them.
To
be mishata with them, yeah. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Baravune, Irva im She'ena Regila, if the people in this chatzer made a shituf with those other chatzeris that are open to the one that this chatzer is not ruggled with, in other words, because the people in this chatzer, I guess they wanted to use this mavui that they normally not rugel. They wanted to use this mavui on Shabbos. They wanted to bring things out there, so they went and they made an eruv with those people, with those chatzeres that are open to that mavui where it is ain't a rugel. So now l'chayra, one would have thought that all right, now it's mutter with the people there, can carry things from the chatzer into that mavui where it's ain't a rugel, but they were not mishatif with the other one where it is ruggle. Since they weren't mishatif with the other one where it is ruggle, so then even though the people in the one where it's ruggle were mishatif amongst themselves, but since the people in this chatzah weren't mishatif with them, and the people in this chatzah do aser, aseris, they do aser the mavui where they are ruggle, so now nobody can carry from their chatzeris into that mavui which this chatzah is ruggle to, because this chatzah wasn't mishatif with them, right? We said a moment ago that this chatzah is oiseres al bnei hamavui, which it is ruggle in. So l'chayre here should also be like that. It should still be oser. In other words, it made a shituf with the ainu ruggle, which it didn't need to make a shituf with the ainu ruggle for the other people. For themselves, they have to make a shituf with the people she ainu ruggle. But that's for the other people. But al chapanim, it's still aser on the other side, on the side where they are ruggle, because there they have a drisa seregel, and that's where they're ruggle, and it does aser. And the mela doesn't. The other people can't be b'shatav k'shalatzvam without them. So Rabbi Abba Huna says not like that. Once it made a shituf with the Eina Rabil, and it didn't make a shittuf with the Rabil, im irva regila la'atzmai, v'zesha Eina regila by lo'irei, if it wasn't Arev, sorry, wrong one, irva im she'ena regila by, huta regila la'atzmai, then the people in the other chatzayis in the regila, who are mishatif together, they're mutter to carry out into the Mabinat, even though this chatzar is still open and it's Rabil. Why? Because we say that since they were mishatif with the Eina Rogel, they weren't mishatif with the Rogel, it's as if they're saying, and it's not clear exactly if we really as if they're saying, but it's as if they're saying that now, at least for this Shabbos that we made the Shittuf, we're connected to this one, to this Mavli where the normally Eina Rogel. That's what we're connected to.
Why is that? Is this a red loss? Going out to Shazam, which is the regular where you can't, where you want to carry. I mean, I would think Jesus' regular is that you go through the mobile to go out to Shazam, in which case they can still go out the other mobile to go to Shazam.
Yeah, that is true.
What's the regular and not regular? There's no difference.
What?
What's the between regular and not regular? Whichever one you're married with, the other one's going to be a little.
No, if you don't have Arab at all, we just have these four. If you don't make any shituk with either side, then they aser only the regila, not the ena regila.
Right, but if you make a shittuf for the regila, the main regila is mutav alfa also.
If you make a shittuf for the regila, the ena regila, well, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that if you mashatav with the ena regila, then the regila is mutav alfa. It becomes like it becomes as if it's ena regila. There's two ways to learn this gemara. It really is a little bit totally how to learn the next piece of gemara. But there's a Rashi. I don't know if Rashi says it.
The regila is if you didn't make any shittuf at all.
Right. That's the chiddush that he's saying over here. Right. We have it over here. Rashi says, Huta regila la'atzma. So Rashi says, the salta nafsha minei. It's misalik himself from it. It's unclear what it means. This one of the ways of the pashtus, the simple reading of this Gemara, and I don't think there's any Rishonim who say otherwise, so maybe it's the stimulus of Gemara, and the stimulus of the Paiskim is that even though it's more convenient for the people of the Schatza to walk out from this Mavli with their Regila, and they'll continue walking that way the Shabbos. There's no reason to think they won't continue walking that way the Shabbos. But since now they were Ma'arev with the Eina Regila, so therefore it means that they'll want to use maybe more substantial Tashmishim with the Eina Regila. That's what we're assuming now, because they're making Geshitah with them, so they'll want to carry the Chfetzim there. So they'll hang out more there. So even though the Drisus Regal is going to be still when they're going to want to leave from here to go to the Rishus Arabim, they'll still go with the Eina Regila, with the Regila, because that's the more convenient way to go to Rishus Arabim. But they'll still, but Akhlepanim, since they make a Shittah with the people in the Eina Regila, they'll use the Eina Regila more. So therefore, if they use the Eina Regila more, even though the original Ha'iser, which normally would Aser, if they wouldn't make a Shittuf, then the only Tashmish there is through a Mavli is walking through. But you can't carry things there, walking through. But now that you did make a Shittuf, and they can carry things there, and bring there, and use the Eina Regila, so that's now a bigger Tashmish, so therefore that Mavli becomes more their Mavli than the other Mavli, and we're back to the cloud, that we have two Mavliyas. The one that's more their Mavli is the one that's considered their Mavli, and they ask it, the other one doesn't ask it. That's how it seems from the Stimus of Rishonim. There is one Achron who said, we'll see, so we'll give the next Gemara, that this Gemara only means that we assume that they, if they make the Shittuf, we assume that they won't walk in the Regila anymore either. The Beis Meir, whatever, he has a Shtickle Torah, and his Shtickle Torah is that's, according to his Shtickle Torah, that's what comes up shot in this Gemara, that when we say Irva and Eina Regila, the reason why Regila Mutal Atzma is that once they made an Erev, which means they view themselves, we'll just call it, that this is their place now, so even when they go to the Rishus HaRabim, then they'll go that way. But it's very difficult to understand why, because the Pashtus is, when we say one is Regila, one is Eina Regila, there's a reason for that mindset. There's a reason for it because it's easier wherever they have to go, shul and town and wherever you want to walk is closer to that mobile. That's why they walk there. So there's no reason why when they leave they shouldn't walk that way now too. But when they want to make a party, they'll make it in the mobile where they'll be shakas because there they can carry their things out there. But when they want to walk, they still walk there. And that's the Pashtus of Rishonim, and the Chazon Ish also says that it's a pella, the space mayor, that it's not. The steam was all the Paiskim, so you have to say that even though they're still going to walk through the Regila, but their Mavri becomes the Eina Regila because that's a Choshever Tashmish.
You have a similar situation where you have a bias that opens the two Chatzavis, you know, each other on different voices, or same of Mavri.
Right.
And it's the Chatzah that wants to make an error. And the other Chatzah wants to make an error.
It's very similar. That's Gemara's later. It's Gemara Slayer. It's very similar. There are some, according to some, there are differences. What? No, it's not just regular, it's Tashmish. But it's also the same thing. One is Mishtamish more, one is Mishtamish less. So which one comes as Chasa? The one Mishtamish more, Mishtamish less. It's complicated. It depends where the door is and what kind of door it is. But the lumbus of this Gemara, Zichar applies to Chaseris with Batim too. But there are practical differences in Chaseris and Batim. Sometimes it depends. There are two tashmishim. You know, in the chutzah you use things. It depends what kind of tashmishim. The tashmishim that are mutter on Shabbos. Sometimes you have a place where on one side there are tashmishim that are mutter only b'chol, and the other side there are tashmishim that you do b'Shabbos. So there you have questions. Which is the ikir? The tashmishim l'gabe eruch hatzeris. The tashmishim of chol, tashmishim of Shabbos. That's the big tumul in poiskim. That's the irvayim she'ein regila boy. Like I said, the stimulus of poiskim means, even though it continues to have the ikudris, the seregel, the regila, but afal became, its mavui becomes the ainer regila, because there it was b'shatif. Ve omar rabbe baravuna omar shmuel, another chiddush of rabbe baravuna omar shmuel said, if irva regila la'atzmai, if the regila made their own shituf, v'zeh she'ainer regila boi lo yireiv. In theory, that shouldn't change anything. In other words, we say till now that this chaser, which is open to two mevoyos, asers on the one where it's regila and the one where it's not regila, it doesn't aser. So here you have a case where the people in the regila made their own shituf, but they didn't include this chaser. They made their own shituf. Theoretically, this chaser should still aser and mess up the shituf that the people in the regila made, because it's still regila. But here, till now we're talking about a case where the regila was bishatav asmai, but the ainer regila didn't make any shituf at all. So what does that change? So the ainer regila didn't make a shituf, but the ma'aser, this is still the regila, and this is the ainer, this is the regila, and the regila is considered the mavli of this chatzah, so it's still asr. So he says not like that. Im irva regila la asmai, v'zesha ainer regila by lo yirev, v'hi atzma lo yirva, and this, in other words, this one chatzah that we're talking about was not mishatif, in other words, with the regila. The ainer regila didn't make a shituf at all. The regila made a shituf, and this one wasn't mishatif with the regila. So it has no shaychus to any one of the, there's no shituf, this one doesn't have a shituf at all. Just like the ainer regila doesn't have a shituf. So what should be, without Rabbi Bavuna or Mashmul's chiddush, it should be Osir. What?
They both be
Osir. This one is Osir because there's no Shituf. The Ainer Regila is Osir because there's Shituf. The Regila made a Shituf, but it didn't make a good Shituf because it wasn't Meshatuf with this Chatzah, which is Regila there. Zokta Nishtazeh. Im Irva Regila, this Sheina Regila lo Yirv, vihi Atzma lo Yirv, doichi Naisa Eitzel Sheina Regila boy. You push this Chatzah to the Ainer Regila, you sort of say that now your Mavui is the Ainer Regila, and not the regila. What it means, Daichim, we'll see in a moment, but what's the point of that? The point is, even though normally this is the regila, but we say that for now, we're going to say your mavui is the mavui where is the ainer regila, because if your mavui is the ainer regila, you're not messing anybody up. If your mavui is the regila, you're messing them up, because they made a shituf. If your mavui is the ainer regila, you're not messing anybody up. So normally, their ikar mavui is the regila. So if both of them made a shituf shalatzmam, then we say that they mess up the regila, but they don't mess up the inner regila. But now that the regila made a shituf and the inner regila didn't make a shituf, so if they're going to mess up the regila, then both will be messed up. So therefore we say no. We're doichinois eisel inner regila, and we say now for this Shabbos, we look at it as if the inner regila is your mavui. Why? Going zeh kaifin al midas doim. Because the kaifin al midas doim, the lashon haGemara is that because otherwise, well, why should you consider your mavui to be the regila? Then you're messing them up. It might as well be the ainer regila, and the ainer regila, they aren't messing anything up. So this, what? Zenahenem is alechasa. So you even though they're chasa, we'll see in a minute. So that's what the kaifin. Now, what does this mean?
Well, why is this the malachim irim shneim? Same thing. Why can't
the tzaddik also? Because irim shneim, they were ma'ariv. They made a chelut. They
messed it up.
They did it.
They messed
it up. They did it. But they did it.
But we didn't need you, we don't want you.
But they're part of it, they were mishtatav with them. They didn't have to be mishtatav with them, they were mishtatav with them. They made themselves part of them. They did it lahedya. Here we say that they didn't do anything. So we say that this is the way it works. What does it mean, this is the way it works? What?
Is it payback?
Over here, you mean? No, fuck it. We're making it, we're not paying. What are we paying back? didn't bring the sheet to the
floor. He was trying to break the sheet to the room.
He was trying to break anything, but he just didn't. He didn't. So we say that we push him to the other one. What is the, first, let's go, what does it mean we push him to the other one? Now, it's a very, we'll see. So the one way of reading this Gemara is, which is the way, it's very sussum. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's very sussum. It's not unclear what it means. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, it does say what it means, which is really how there are Rishonim who learn like this, that Kaifin means we tell them that for this Shabbos, you can't walk into the Regila. Even though that's your normal way, and that's maybe more convenient way, so I don't know why it's exactly me that's time. But Al Kupanim, if you're going to get for this Shabbos, you're going to walk into the Regila, then you're going to mess up. You might as well finish Shabbos, do everybody a favor, and your mavli for Shabbos should be the Eina Regila, and therefore after the at least the people in the Regila will be able to have a kosher shittah.
You can't walk in. You want to walk through?
If they want to walk through, then they're doing the wrong thing. If they're going to walk through, you'll be kind for them. I mean, that's you have a. You might give me that. There's a very this Gemara, a similar halacha to this. You have the black one right up there. Up there, the black one.
Even though you're ma'ar, you can walk through the regular all day.
Even though when you're ma'ar, because then it doesn't matter if you walked in, because they're passing the kosher. But here, if you weren't ma'ar with them, so then you can force them not to walk. It's our Rishonim who say like that clearly. You don't allow them. Now, what is going to happen if they do walk? Will it mess up the area? No, because they're not supposed to walk. What does it mean, not supposed to? Yeah, it means that the Bezdin will tell them you're not supposed to. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to listen to your Rabbanim. He should be called to walk there. That's where he should go to Shabbos. The Mechaber is very unclear what it means. He's just really, really repeating the Gemara and repeating the Rambam and the Torah. He just says, it says this Lashon, the Yistalek Me'oseh Shiragil. Now, Yistalek could mean what they're saying. That's what Mishnah Berurah learns. Shein Mutar. Anyway, the Ma'aseh Tzemach Leikas Mishenim. What it means, the Havana here is very difficult, but Tzemach Leikas Mishenim. There's a Rimi Lunil that says clearly that you don't let him walk in the Regila, and that's what you're doing. You don't allow him to walk there. Now, you're asking what it means you're not allowed, and you just tell him not to. The question, what becomes according to that, if he decides not to listen, and he decides to walk anyway, is it going to mess up the Erev or not? That's also a Shtikul
Haimel. Why did they make it in a condition that they close it off? In other words, if you want to make the shittah in this kind of situation,
you have no right to close it off. Who can close it off? The first people, you can't close off the door of the people in the cluster. They have a door there. They have a right to have a door there.
Close the door for Shabbos. If you want to go the other way, then you have to close this door.
It's their door. It's whatever there is. You can't. That's what you're doing. I mean, you have to close the door. You just tell them you can't go. You tell him he can't go, and he's supposed to listen. If he doesn't listen, Yesh Lodin, what happens? But Al-Kapanim, it means you tell him not to go, and then there's a few, this is not, relegated only to here. You have a similar thing in a number of cases in the Gemara, similar halachas over here, and the same shilas in those cases also, what it means. According to the Rebbe Lunil, it means that you don't allow him to walk there, and the Behuda has a long truth about this, and it's also Pashutim, it means you don't let him walk there, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah assumes also. There is, Shitas or Rishonim, they're clearly not like that. The Ritva says, Mufurish over here, that it doesn't mean you don't let him go there. You let him go. You don't let him. But so what does it mean? Yistalek? It's very odd. What does it mean then? You don't let him go. But Kaifin Alvidas Daim, he keeps on going through. He walks through the Regila. He doesn't use the Eina Regila because he wasn't Mishtat of the Eina Regila. He only goes to the Regila. But Apo Pikain, we say Yistalek. We sort of, Kaifin Alvidas Daim means we have to tell them that they have to view themselves as being part of this Mavui, even though they walk through the other Mavli. It means as if they have to consider themselves that when they're going to the other Mavli, it's not because they're B'nai HaMavli. They're like guests there. They're really, their place for the Shabbos is the Mavli that they're in a Ruggle. So that's what we force them to do. We force them, what do we force them? We're not forced them to do anything. We force their psychological state of mind that they look at themselves as part of the other Mavli. I don't really know what it means. The Chazon Ish defines it saying we kaifan amidastayim means here that we force them to be b'nei that mavli, but they can still use the other mavli as archim. I don't know what it means, but the Ma'aseh, that's what the Ritva says, that clearly says it doesn't have to mean that you don't let them walk there. You let him walk there, he can continue walking, but he walks there just like a fremda, someone who doesn't live in the Mavli. But his Mavli becomes the Eina Regila because of this concept of Kaifin Al Midas Taim, and similarly in all the other Gemaras. I don't know what it means. It's a game, what do we consider? He's not. Okay, that's
it. That's a Mishra, then we can be Kaifin.
No, we can't. We can't Kaifin. You don't stop him not to walk there. No, that's how it's saying. You don't stop him. You don't tell him. If you could, you should. Either you do or you don't.
No, I think he's saying because we could make him do it.
We could make him do what?
We can make him Arab with the...
We can make him not walk there, you mean?
If he wants to, even if he doesn't, really, it's...
Someone's not a man, Bobby, can
what?
If someone does not part of your mob, if you say he can't walk my mob, then if he does, what happens?
It depends on the kind of mob. It depends on the kind of mob it is. There are two kinds of mavois in the Gemara. Mavois which are private property, and mavois which are public property. And the mavois which are public property, anybody can walk, even the people who don't go part of the chatzah. But as far as the halacha of shituf and mavois, it doesn't make any difference. Either a mob that belongs to the public, or a mob that was privately owned by the... Shutzvis of all the bnei amavli, either one has the same halacha. So in a mavli that's private property, theoretically, the people who owns it. Theoretically, there are cases where one can't force someone not to go. I mean that way the kaitzan al midas taim according to Rebbe Noodle would make sense. Normally we let you walk, but on this Shabbos we're not going to let you walk. It's ours. But by you letting you walk, by you walking, you're going to mess us up. So we say you can't walk. But that can't be pshat, because most of the mavoyas in the time of Chazal, the Gemara, weren't private property. So really, there really is no violence for them to stop you from walking. And Apple became. What?
They were private property, but everyone could walk through. They weren't private at all.
They weren't private property. They were public property. It wasn't a shutzvis. It was just used. It was an empty piece of land, and the chayrus were privately owned, and the mavoyas were not. It's mavur, it's buchach in the Gemara later, that Stam Mavli wasn't privately owned. Then really, in Hilchas Bibles, they can't stop anybody. But they can stop you, according to Rima Lul, just because of that gufa, because you're messing us up. That's also a stopping. How that works exactly, I don't know, but you can stop. But according to Ritzvah, you can't stop, you don't stop anybody. And probably you can't even stop him, because it's not private property. You can't really stop him, but you can force him to be considered, or to consider himself, or bend the other Mavli, and the Mele he won't answer. That's what it means they're going through this far. Now,
this whole mind can have to be done before Ben Hashmash.
Yeah, before Ben Hashmash. Yeah, before Shabbos. Whatever. I don't know. It's not clear what it means this mindset, because no one says that the halacha is you have to walk into the Bnei HaChatzer and give them shmuz before Shabbos and explain to them what your mindset is supposed to be. But that's what's supposed to be their mindset, so that becomes the halacha. Since they're going to mess people up this way, and they won't mess people up that way, this is how they're supposed to view themselves. That's how we look at it, halacha. I'll call upon him, halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it means that Taka can't walk. And that's what it means, Kaifan Lidas Daim here. The Chazon Ish is very upset, is very stark, upset about this. He says that even though there are Rishonim who say like that, and there are, you know, the one that's, it's not one Rishon, there are a number of Rishonim, the Rimilunil, the Riaz, there's about a few Rishonim who say clearly that you stop them from, you tell them that they can't walk in the other Mavli. At least you tell them in the Regila. The Rosh is Mashma like that, but the Chazon Ish holds that that's not the Halacha, because even though, he says himself, even though there are maybe Rishonim who say like that, but he says the stimulus of the Rambam and the Tur and they don't mention anything about stopping him from walking, so he's Halacha L'mayis Avada, he could walk, and you don't stop him from walking, and the Mele, it's just some sort of a cheshbon of mindset over here. That's how he holds the Maisa. So the Maisa, Halacha L'mayis, it's a machloikas Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish, what you're supposed to do in such a case. If you stop him from walking in a Mavli, you don't stop him from walking in a Mavli.
Rashi has two shtickles on the word you described. The first one, it seems to me that it's not literally Midas Taim, because Rashi says, people meet them glechosavei, when Muhammad is happy.
That's what people in Stein do.
Right. And that's not the case here, because what's Ruggle buying is more convenient.
Yeah, that's the problem. The whole thing with her is not Midas Taim over here, because you're going to stop him from walking.
It's not really. So,
but if it's a mindset, then it is not chasa.
Well, actually, so the second
mindsets time, don't you don't lose anything from the mindset.
Yeah. So the second Midas Taim is a shalishali.
But that's just what Midas Taim is. Yeah, going to that.
Yeah, it's a different view of it.
Shalishali means mine is mine, well, meaning even when it doesn't hurt me to give it to you. That's right. The same thing. I won't help someone with mine even when I won't lose anything.
That's more accurate here. Maybe not. I'm not sure what Rashi needs to say to repeat it like that.
All right, Rashi's going to score. I don't think it's a repetition. Rashi's explaining, he's quoting what Midas Taim is. That's what the Mishnah says. What Man Diyama says, Midas Taim is Shali Shali.
And that's not really the case here. It is. What's Logo for him?
No, that depends on Pshat.
More convenient.
Yeah, but that's what Midas Taim is. You have to say that that's not a chashiv enough difference to be considered that he's losing anything. Otherwise, even, but that, again, that depends. If
it's
an end of the chasa. You're not lose anything by giving someone else, and you still don't want to give it to him.
But the definition of zeloi chasa, what the parameters of it are there.
The people talk monetary concerns. It's hard to be madama.
But not monetary things. It's an annoying thing. It's not monetary. That's if I remember quick. That's chasa. It's got to be more. It can even be non-monetary things.
Yeah, but it depends.
Well, convenience, which is not monetary.
I don't think you have anything in the Gemara there that's talking about convenience. I don't think there's anything there that's talking about convenience. It's talking about, they were talking about not letting people use my property when I don't lose anything by letting them use it. That's really what we're talking about over there. And I'm not talking about sharing anybody's convenience. Yeah, if I need it, if someone else is using it, because my using it, then it's like taking away my property. But the reason, the svar is very schwer. There's no reason why the convenience of saving time, if this is an easier way to get somewhere, why that shouldn't be considered a chaser a svar. I mean, that's people spend a lot of money for convenience, you know, even if it's not money. So why shouldn't that be considered chasa? But if you learn the Gemara here that we're talking about, somehow we just force them to have that mindset that view this as your mavli, even though the other one is more convenient, you'll keep on using it, and it's takas and anavzeli chasa. But if you learn, it means you, like the Rebbe Lunel says before, and maybe others, that you taka don't let him use it. Well, why shouldn't that be chasa? And what if he wants to go? He wants to. It also depends, you know, every sometimes you have a situation where from one mavli you can get certain place and from the other mavli you can't even get there. That's also in a rogel. If you want to get to a certain place, you have to go through this mavli. You can't go to the other mavli. But no one ever, he rarely needs to go there. But if he does need to go there, Then that's what he uses. That's what he uses. It could very well be that this Shabbos will have to go somewhere where you can only get through this mavli. And Apple became, we won't allow him to go according to the Rebbe Lunel. But Al Kupar, it's hard to understand why it's done. So Mitzadechod, if you don't let him go at all, then it's hard to understand why it's Biyastain. If you let him go, it's hard to understand the whole Pshat in the Gemara. So we have both Pshat in my school, and we don't know. That's a machlekes, what the halach is. Lemais, it's a machlekes, what the halach is. What?
He's not in the city.
I don't. What you mean?
He's not allowed to walk into the other. Mavli.
His tchum has to do with where his tchum begins from where his house ends. Mavli doesn't do with tchum. Mavli doesn't extend. I mean, if you're talking about, I'm not sure exactly.
If it's not a city, then it counts from the house.
If it is a city, then both count. Doesn't matter. He can walk in the Houston Mavli or not.
Why can't a fourth one get one up?
What?
Because my argument with both of them, why can't you force him to give one up?
Why can't you force him to give one up? Because he can't.
Now that one's awesome.
Why can't they marry
him up? At least someone will give up.
Who's to force him? Let him not be married with him. No one asked him to do it. What they didn't do anything wrong. You know, they were married. They made a shit with him, so they messed themselves up. So, you know, so he's asking.
But they didn't know the other one he made with the other one also. Now they all know.
Who? I'm not sure. Which
two? He's open to two hotels. He's married with both hotels.
They're more sure. They don't ask. They're also. He's also. He's Asur. He doesn't Asur on them. He's Asur Imam. He's in both. He's here and therefore, and us are there. And he's there and us are there. As far as they're concerned, it doesn't make a difference to them. Each one will be with himself. They both have a Shituf with him too. As far as they're concerned, they have a Shituf with him.
Oh, they're
all Mutter? Yeah, they're all Mutter. He's just Asur. He doesn't Asur them. He's Asur. They're Mutter.
Is there any reason that it's Torki Rabin versus Torki Yochid, if the Hafer belong to one person or to a very little number of people, they mess up a big more way.
In which case do you mean it should make a difference?
So that's the reason that the Rogel can push him out.
Rogel can push him out because I wonder if any Rogel didn't make an error, because it doesn't mess anybody up on the other side. They don't have a sheet of anyway. If they would have a shita, the halacha would be totally different. The point is, if each one of them would have a shita, if the rogel and the inner rogel would have their own shita, and he wouldn't be a part of it, then that's what we said before. Then he would mess up the rogel, but he wouldn't mess up the inner rogel. He would mess up the rogel. We wouldn't say he messes up the bigger one, the smaller one, but not the bigger one. He messes up the one that is rogel. He messes up the one that is not a rogel. He doesn't mess up. Here, the only reason why we say he messes up, that he doesn't mess up the rogel, is because since the ainer rogel is usher anyway, because they didn't make a shituf, so he's not messing, by being part of the ainer rogel, he's not messing anybody up, and if he would still be part of the rogel, he would be messing them up, so we don't let him be part of the rogel to mess them up, we make him part of the ainer rogel not to mess them up.
My question was about
Gilas Don. That's why I don't understand what your question is. Which case? In the case where they both, where he wasn't mishatif with either of them?
No, when he mishatif with both of them.
Then they're both also. So he messed up both of them. And he's also. He doesn't matter. He was mishatif with both of them, so he's also. They're fine. He doesn't mess anybody up. They have a shittuf with him. That's the sugi before. That's the chaser, when you have him in the middle, when he was mishatif with both sides. That's the first case. That's the first case of Shmuel. And Shmuel holds that he's also with both of them.
It's holding on Megillah, not Megillah. It's holding Tashmish, right? Not
Tashmish. It's holding Hiluch.
Why?
Because the Mavid is no Tashmish.
Shituf doesn't depend on where you're Mishtamish. Achat is Mishtamish in the Mavid. It's total, right? The whole...
The Isser is total. Right. But we talk about the normal Tashmish people, the Me'achotzer are not Mishtamish in the Mavid. They could. If they make a Shituf, they could carry things out there. But people don't... The normal use of a mavi is to walk through, not to make parties. In a chutzah you make parties. In a chutzah you hang out. There are things people do in a chutzah, but they don't do things normally in a mavi. If they make a shituf, then they could do things in Shabbos too. They can bring things out there. They have a lot of carry there. But the ikka tashmish of a mavi is business regel, is walking. And when we say regila, means regila normally means where he normally walks. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in Shul, Hamakpid Ali Ruvay, Ein Eruvay Eruv. In other words, the way the normal Eruvim, Eruvi Chateris, were done at the time of the Gemara was really a little bit different than we do it. We just take our own, with one of the people, or one takes his own pas, his own food, and is mezakeh, it's for everybody. But that's just a convenience. So you have to know the normal cases in the Gemara, they were goyve eruvim. They went around to all the people, let's say, in the chutzah, and they collected some food from each one of them, and they brought that food together and put them in one house, and that became the eruv chatzeris. So that the question is now, so each one of the people in each bayis has food in one of the houses. But what if the one, I gave food to put in one of the houses to make a eruv chatzeris, but I'm not there, I wouldn't allow anyone to eat my food. It's my food. If I would want it, I would go to eat it myself. But I wouldn't. I would be makpid on other people anybody else eating that food. So Shmuel says a chiddush that a makpid al eruva. If someone is makpid on his eruv that nobody else in the chutz should eat it, they get very hungry. I don't allow them to eat my food. Ein eruva eruv. It's not an eruv. The eruv has to be that I. It's not because I don't have to be makna my food to everybody, but I have to be friendly enough with the other people that I don't mind if they'll want to eat my food. But if I'm makpid and I wouldn't allow them to eat the food, then the Erev is no good. So a person has to know, in other words, when he gives the food for the Erev, he has to realize that if someone there would want to eat the food, he shouldn't mind, because if he does mind, then the Erev is bottle. Hamakpid ala ruve eme ruve Erev, mashmoy. Why? What's the name? Eruv Shmoy. So the Tachlis somehow is called an Eruv. So in order for them to be considered somehow together, there has to be some Achtos that you don't mind if someone gets hungry to eat a little bit of your food.
What? One of the
Chatzis
in Cherem, they can make an
Eruv? If the Bnei Chatzis was a Cherem, what's Cherem? What's
wrong
with playing a Cherem? What's with eating his food?
No, so, they can't be friendly at all.
You don't have to be friendly. You have to food. Air is food oriented.
The whole point is where my food is, where I live. So as long as my food is there, so I live. Who cares if I'm not food?
Because since Air Shmoy, it means we all live together. It doesn't mean my food, I live there. The point is we become like one family. The point is that since I have food there and Tavraz has food there, it's all one makam tuchayre. We'll see later. It's really problematic. It's one makam tira. We live together. You can't live together with other people and not let them eat you the piece of bread that you have.
The problem now is if this is kumar, is a kohen, like that.
Yeah, that's problem. That's some issues. That's what it could be. An economy. If you have food that someone's not allowed to eat today, it's no good. But so.
That was Rosh Hashanah.
What's it called? Eruv Shemayim. It's called Eruv. That's the word together, yeah. You know, that's the word of Abrius. What's the name that Chazal called it? They called it an Eruv. So you say that the idea, it's not a question, it's an explanation. Why do we say Hamat B'dal Eruv is not a good? Because what's it called? You see, it's called an Eruv. Eruv means everyone is mixed together, and therefore it's no good if one doesn't allow him to eat the food.
Same food Allah has that we had by Eruv Itchum.
What do
you mean? So different foods, cranium, which is locked, and all these things.
Locked?
You can read to it, it's too far.
No, locked, yeah. That's not, you don't have to, it's, I'm not sure which block you mean. What kind of case? If you can't eat the food, then it's not a good Eruv. If you can't, if he's not allowed to eat the food. If this food
but
is not,
the cranium is too much?
Then it's no good. The cranium is allowed to eat it, but other people can't eat the food, the pasta doesn't work. That's the most shame hold, yeah.
How many people need to be able to eat food? Would say five kahanim given the place and like 10 servants. And one of kahanim give the food.
No good.
Everybody.
Eruv Shemayim means everybody can eat the food. If everybody can't eat the food, they're not all together. It's not one big happy family.
So one person allergic, let's say.
I don't know. Let's leave allergies alone.
Yeah,
let's
leave allergies out of it.
Shabbos, nobody's allergic. Shabbos, in Melissa, you're full of crazy lonely. What?
Shabbos, nobody here anyway.
Chazir also nobody can use. Why only the Tzchadosh? Yeah, okay, so...
Tell me
you
say you have to watch a diet on Shabbos.
What?
Tell me you have to watch a diet on Shabbos on the
month. Yeah. So that's the first... That's what Shmuel said. Reb Chanina Omar, Reb Chanina said, Eruv Eruv, it is a good Eruv. It's not that... Not everybody has to be... You don't have to allow everybody to eat your food. As far as the Hechsher area goes, oh, Shemikra Me'anshi Radina. It's called like the people from Radina. They were very stingy people who didn't let other people partake of their things. So that's what we call them, a creep. But I'll call him at the area of his kasha. Yeah.
Well,
if
he's to put a Shabbos on the farm, right?
What?
The food's all gone and still good areas.
Once Shabbos began to the area.
Yeah, if you ate it all, then you share it with happy family.
And according to Hanina, Then all the questions that we have.
Yeah. We don't pass the Chanina though. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a question. It's not negative, those questions. Right? Only the person who put the Eruv has to be able to do what? What did you say, Rashi? Something like that. What does Rashi say? I don't know where Rashi
says. Economy.
Yeah, it's cheap, yeah.
So if the guy became market on Shabbos, it's good.
If the guy changes his mind on Shabbos, you mean? What about the beginning of Shabbos?
Yeah, I imagine
it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. Shabbos morning, you mean? Gabbai also lived there, you mean, in the Chatzon. Amar Rav Yudah Mashuel, Acholek es Eruvoi Ein Eruvo Yeruv. If someone divide up the Yeruv, one puts his Eruv in one box, in one kli, and the other people, there's two people, they make an Eruv together, but they don't put it together in one pot. One puts it in one pot, and one they keep it separate, and one puts it in the other pot. So the any Eruv is not a good Eruv. I guess the same halacha. Eruv Shmoy. So the Gemara Kaman Ke B'Shamay. We had this before the Gemara. The Kaman Ke B'Shamay. The Chayyur is going to B'Shamay. The Sami, we written the Braise. The Chamisha should go with Eruvon. If five, because they collect the Eruv for five people, Unasanua, B'Shnei Kalim, and they put it into two different Kalim, B'Shamay. Yom remains the Eruv. It's not a good Eruv. It has to be in one Kli. B'Shil Loim Harei's Eruv. It could be in two Kalim too. So the Chayyur, according to B'Shil, it could be in two Kalim. So why does who say, Yudim Ashmul say, Acholik is Eruv Eini Eruv? So the Gemara says, no, I feel the time of Basil. Even according to Basil, that it can be in two kalim, it depends on circumstances. When the Basil say it could be in two kalim, one clay got filled up and you put in the other one. So by the Basil, it could be in two kalim. But if you have one got too full and you have to put some more, so you put it in the second clay. Abel Hecha, the Palde Mithlik, but the Chatchila, one was Makbid Afka to put it in one clay and the other one Afka to put in the other clay, then Loi, that's like, again, it's Erev Shmoy. Then they're not in it together. Then the one is worried about keeping his food separate from the other one. If one's worried about keeping his food separate, then it's not a good Erev.
It could be in other streets to bring it to two cables. I can put them together and they'll spoil.
Why would
why gives the reason that even they say, because in one school, you have to start a second one. There could be another reason why you don't put it all into one school, and it's still considered one case.
If they have a good reason to do it, like why? Why it's putting together a spoil?
An onion and a potato.
If there are things, well, it's normally it's passed, we'll see. Yeah, in a chanami, if you have a different reason, then it's also the same thing. But if they put it in two separate, that's okay. But if you don't have a reason, they only put it in two kelim to separate it. Shammai holds because it has to be Erev Shmoy. It has to be more together mamish, all together in one place. It's Erev Shmoy. It has to be mamish that we're mamish in it. We're together. We have food together. The tati lamali. In other words, we have the Gemara. Yeah, the tati lamali. We have two members. One member we have that if one of them doesn't let anybody eat his food, it's no good because Erev Shmoy. And we have another one if they put it in separate kelim. So the Gemara is with Tati Lavali, L'chayr, both of these are the same idea, that they have to be the Eruv. It's up to Gemara, Tzrichi, because each one is its own Chiddush. Yashmin and Hasanif will stay there, Mishum the Kapit. He wouldn't let anyone eat it. He wants to keep it separate, because when he wants to take it back into Shabbos, he wants to know which this is. But at Shabbos, he would allow anyone to eat it if he needs it, so that's not so bad. It's more of a hecker that Imamish made himself separate and put in a separate kli, so then it's not a good area. Even though he's makbid, no one should eat it, but the nice, he was willing to put it together with everybody else, so that's a good area. You need both of these members. Omalei, Rav Abel, Rav Yehuda.
Shabbos morning, there's no problem. You can go and take area and eat it for Pesuda?
Yeah, let's do that though. That's the halacha, yeah. Amalei, Rav Abba, le Rav Yehuda, the Bei Matzarta, the Bei Rav Zakai. Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda in the wine press of the Bei Rav Zakai, or the Besmedrish of Rav Zakai, I guess in his yard, he had a Matzarta where he used to press wine. So Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda there, Mi Omar Shmuel, Hacholek Eseruva Yena Yeruv. Is it possible that Shmuel said if someone divides up his Erev, he puts his Erev separate from the rest of the Erev, so the whole Erev is no good, because Mash Shmoy, Erev Shmoy, and if he keeps it separate, it's not a good Erev. But Ha'amah Shmuel said, Bayis Shemanichim Bo Erev, Ein Etzorach Litnes Apas. Shmuel said a different memra, that the household where everyone brings their Erev, he doesn't have to give any pas. Now the question is, why doesn't he have to give any pas? So the Gemara assumed the reason is because he has plenty of food in his house. So his other food is part of the Erev. My time, the lav bishum de Omar, kivan de manach b'sala, kiman de manach achadami. What's in his basket is like it's over here. But he kept it in his basket. He wasn't willing to put it together with everybody else's food, so it should be like putting your Erev in a separate kli. Right. So why is it a good Erev? So up to Gemara. Hachanami, over here we also should say, if someone puts his Erev in a different kli, kivan the monach b'sala, kaman the monach hachadami, amalei, hosam afalpi she'ein pas. Over there, even if there's no bed, even this person has no food in his house. So afal became the person, the balabais, where you put the Erev, doesn't have to give any food. It's not because the food that he has in his house is considered part of the Erev. My time, but the cool halacha diary, because the point of an Erev is that everyone lives there. He really lives there. He doesn't have to put food to live there. The idea of an Erev is that it's as if everybody lives there. But he doesn't have to as if. He really lives there. So it's not because he doesn't need pas. His house is there. The space where you, is all his. So therefore there's a status of one dira without him giving any food at all.
So when you have a box of matzahs, why can't you be there for everybody else then? If you take a box of matzahs for the apartment building for everybody, why do you have to get a stranger to take the zayka for everybody? Why can't you just, if it's not you also included?
You can't be zayka your thing for somebody else. I can't. I don't know why is it worse if it's your. I'm not following.
If you don't need to contribute any pass,
right?
Then you don't need to. Then you could be zayka for other people, right?
No.
not yours. You can be zechah if someone else will give the food and you'll take it. You live in one house and other people live in another house, and they'll give and they'll bring, and someone will give. If all of us live in one chutzner, right, and I would take my pas and give it to you to put in your house, and you should be zeichah that pas for everybody, so it's fine. The point is, because when you're doing it, it's because it's your pas. You can't be zeichah your pas for other people.
So if the host household has no food whatsoever,
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Apple Pisha ain't pas, even though he has no pas. They have no pas.
What happened due to the fact that Erev is all about food?
Erev is about food for the people that don't really live there. They're considered as if they're living there because they're giving food. But the person who's really living there is really living there. You can live somewhere without food. You can't. The point of an Erev is, how do you become as if you live someplace without living there, without putting food there? But if you really live there, you really live there. Amar Shmuel, now we go to the Lumdus of Erev. It's very interesting, this whole sugya. I mean, just the place where it's, you know, this is a sugya that came in because of a Mishnah, and the Gemara here goes through some of the, really, lehedya, some of the basics of Eruv Chatzeris for some reason. I guess they were impatient to get to the sugya of Eruv Chatzeris. But here we have another Gemara.
When we're talking about externally, he makes a sign that I'm not going to eat it. This is what no one else could eat, it's my food or a separate bucket. But then in his heart, I would never eat that guy's food. No, not speaking it out, but
you would never let other people eat your food. You mean?
I would be disgusted if that's what you're
saying. But you put the food in.
You're talking about no one else would eat his food, or he wouldn't let anyone eat his food.
He wouldn't eat other people's food. Are just signs of that I'm not really married. Okay, I'm not making any outside signs, but in my heart, I'm not married to anybody else.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. What do you mean? I give food, the assumption
I
there
don't
is...
Mind, the food is fine. I eat my food. But really, I'm not married to anybody. You know,
The only thing that counts is the food. Yeah, that's all that counts right there. It goes.
It's not a standard of what's going on.
No. So if you eat food, then as far as Hilchos Eruv Chatzeres goes, if you keep food there, it's considered. It has to be putting it in the Shem Eruv. You know, you can't spam put it there. But if you put it in the Shem Eruv, that's how the Chachamim made the Takana. That's as if you live there. How Eruv works is not so simple. But upon it, that's for sure that if you live there. We'll see the next Gemara. The next Gemara really addresses one of the basic questions of Eruv Chatzeres. Amar Shmuel, the next member of Shmuel, Eruv Bishum Kinyan. He says that an Eruv, when you give an Eruv, it's Mishum Kinyan. In other words, when I give someone else my food, it's as if with this food I'm being kinda a chelik in this person's chatzah. That's what I'm doing when I'm giving the Eruv. I'm being kinda chelik in his house, or in a bias, by giving the food. It's like, you know, even though you can't make a kinyan slalocha, you know, peri liyab dechlipin, you can't make a kinyan sudah with peris, with food, but you could make kesef. You can make a kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef could be whichever kesef. So you have, if I'm giving someone food to put in his chata, what I'm doing is I'm giving it to him, and l'chayr, and he's, which means that I'm being kind of zchus in his rishus by giving the food. What?
Because everyone else has
to eat
it, then what is
mine being
kind of...
Maybe other Abba, but only that person should have to eat it.
You can't be locked in ocean.
What?
Right.
No, the person who owns the house, L'chayr, theoretically belongs to him, and once it belongs to him, then what's the get to anybody else? Anybody else could eat it. Because Erev Shnoi has to be called Erev. all right, anyway, but look, and you're right, because, you know, it's all, they're different on the other of the Gemara, but the problem over here is that everything over here is Shmuel. Shmuel's the one that said, Amat B'dal Eruv and Eruv Yeruv. You know, Shmuel said, Achelik is Eruv, and this is also Shmuel, who says Eruv from Kenyan. What? So maybe it's the other person, what's different? It doesn't make a difference. So whoever owns it has to allow everyone to be able to eat it, because if it's not, everyone can eat it, it's not a good Eruv. It's not Eruv.
Shmuel is not the person who gave the food, it's the person who got the food.
It doesn't make it. The point is, anyone, whoever, theoretically, if someone, I mean, in other words, I'm not telling who, but the point is, l'chayra, this is not a steer to the notion that everybody should be allowed to eat it. It's just a question, who owns it to let other people eat it?
It's king, he's the only for Shabbos, he doesn't own the house.
Kinnin is only for Shabbos, yeah.
The person who contributes to the food is still older?
Or the Balabai. Let's leave it alone for me. Pashtas, let's forget about it. Depends. Let's leave it alone. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Erev Mishum Kinyan. Erev Mishum Kinyan. In Taimar, and you ask a question, if the idea of Erev is being kind of chelik in the Rishus, we're not going to finish. The Pneuma ain't kind of the Ma. What do you have to, why are you kind of with food? You should give money. Money is the normal thing to be kind of. But after Gemara, the reason is the She'ena Mitsuya B'Arvish Abbas. Before Shabbos, people don't have money available. Either because they put away their muktzis or because they spent all their money on Shabbos already. But al kupanim, they don't have a mo available, so memela, that's why the chachamim, when they said to make an erev with bas, because that people have for Shabbos. In fact, but you know, hecha the erev miul likni, but if someone is ma'arev with a mo, it's not true, you need food dafka. Why do you need food dafka? If someone's ma'arev with a mo, does it work? Likni? So I think you might know, zeirish, people who do that, people will think that if that's what you'll do, then people will think that that's how you make an erev. Zeirish emriyayimu mo'yikir. People think that you need dafka money, because money has a certain chashivis. They'll see people using money, they'll think you have to use money. So therefore, v'zimnin dule shchiyach mo, and very often people won't have a mo available before Shabbos, because that's when people normally used to make the erev right before Shabbos. So therefore, v'lo yosi liruvi the past, they won't make an erev the past, the osi erev the kilkuli, and they... The way we're trying to read this Gemara is funny to Lushan. But for us, people won't realize, they'll forget who the Seir. They'll think you can't make an Eruv with Pas. And they'll end up not making an Eruv with Chaseris, and people won't be able to carry into the Chatzah. Therefore, they said, the Eruv with Pas is always available for Shabbos. So in Mela, they always make Eruv. We don't think Pas is always available for Shabbos? You ever had, have you ever been Shabbos without Pas?
I don't be the count
of Kippur.
In the
Chalos
from the
Lechem Mishnah. Break off a piece and make an Eruv. What's this?
You
don't have Lechem Mishnah. No, yeah, Lechem Mishnah you have. You don't have a
Shalom.
What? Doesn't work. That's what the Gemara said. It doesn't work. Zera, they didn't allow you to do it. Zera, sometimes you won't have a Mo, and you'll end up, and you won't do it, so people will be Mekol. That's so Shmuel says, Erev Mishum Kinyan, and what it means, Pashtus is, Mishum Kinyan means, it's a Mamishum Kinyan. Rashi says, it's kind of dumb. Tyson says, it. Look, Mishum Kinyan means, Tyson says, Pirush. The Baha'i Pas, Nikni Rishus Bahadadi, even though you can't make a kinyan chalipin with food, again, it's like the Samaran, but that's how we pass them. Peri le'ab d'chalipin. You come up and come up with teres damim. But you can be kind of, with damim, shabbat keset to keset. I think Rashi says before, it's like that also, that you can make the eruv with food, because food is shabbat keset. No, it doesn't say it. Eruv b'shum kinyan. No, it doesn't say it. Okay. Al Kopanim, that Tyson says that you're kind of with money. So that's Shmuel Shita. We're going to have to finish. The Rabbi Omar, Rabbi argues and says Erev has nothing to do with being kinder. Erev b'shum dira. Erev is because of dira. It's not because of, it's nothing to do with keeping kind of anything. The point is, since your food is there, it's as if you live there. Let's just, before we adjourn for today, let's read Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi over here. It's a very Yisaitis-Dik Rashi, and this is a Yisaitis-Dik Shaila and how the whole concept of Eruv Chaseris works. The problem is Mishum Dira, so the L'chayra, what it means, this is how we pass an Erev Mishum Dira. So what L'chayra means here, if everyone puts their food in one house, or at least everyone besides the people who live in that house, put their food in that house, then it's as if, since their food is there, they all live there. So we settled that this house is a house that all the people in the Chatzah live in. But the other houses are still houses of each one of the people, individual houses. So how could you still carry from that house into the chatzah, when the chatzah is everybody's and that house is a yachid's? Or from that house to anybody else's house, how could you carry? From this house to the chatzah, you can carry, because this house is everybody's and the chatzah is everybody's. But from this house to any other house, or from any other house to each other, you shouldn't be able to carry. That's the problem in the simple how Erev works, and it's a big tumul. And if you learn Hadar, Hashem will learn Hadar soon, you'll see that a lot of halachas in Hadar are problematic. Some work better with one Havana, some work better with another Havana. But here is a Rashi that says what happens. Rashi says, Mishum Dira, Shadaitoi Shel Adam Al Pitoi, the person's das is on his bread, Vahavilhu Ki'ilu Dairi Behahu Beisa, it's as if they all live in this house, the aim b'chotzer zu ela dira achas,
And it's as if that's the only deer in the chatzah. That's where everybody lives. And the other houses are empty. It's as if the other houses are empty. The other houses are empty. But that's for purposes of this hatakana of Eruv HaTzeris, it's as if they all live in this house.
They have a lot more bread in your own house.
Right. But this is, very Kodesh HaChatzah, Yuchad HaSabayis there. So the whole chatzah is for this bayis because everybody lives there. That's how Rashi learns over here with HaTzeris. Place this here, Michael, differently next week.
The concept of kinyan and deer seems to be the same thing. Because kinyan means that everyone, the lamaisa, lives it through a kinyan. And deer is.
No. You're right. You happen to be right, rather. But Pashtun is not like that. The Pashtun reading would be that kinyan has nothing to do with it. He owns it. He doesn't live there.
Second to the bottom line.
You give him law. You don't live there because you give him law. You own it.
What's the mind of everyone owning a chelik in that house?
Not because you live there. Because you own it. Yeah, the idea is that it's everybody's house. But everybody's house, not because they live there, but everybody's house because they own it. If Aaron from Zira, it's not because they own it. It's only one person's house. But they're all living in his house.
Yeah, but the Lundus again, if everyone now owns two houses, but now everyone owns two houses, you own your own house.
But that problem is the problem anyway. But Kenyan means Kenyan. Kenyan means you own it, not you live there. And Zira means you live there.
But the answer to the problem would be the same answer.
Which problem?
The problem that Rashi...
No, there's nothing to this problem. Yeah, but the problem. The answer to the problem would be the same thing.
That you live there and you don't live in your own house?
That's what it would have to be. Well, that's it's more. You could ask the question of the year. What?